Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to BBS Radio's The Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and we are a couple of minutes late tonight, so forgive us. We're working on a choice of two lines tonight, as I understand it. One is regular AT&T, I guess, and the other is digital. So if we start cutting in and out, feel free to call and let me know so we can adjust our recordings for next week. So if you have trouble with this transmission, we won't know unless you tell us. My guest tonight is a lovely, lovely lady. I mentioned her to you last week, and she's been on before, and she's a 15-minute miracle lady, Jacqueline Adana. Welcome, Jacqueline, to the show. How are you this evening?
Never better, Phyllis. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
It's so lovely to have you back again. Let us know what's been happening in your life since last we met, and let some of the people know what's going on and how they can participate in the 15-minute miracle and become wealthy, healthy, and wise.
Well, since we last spoke, Phyllis, we have been busy putting together everything that we've learned since the last time we spoke and put it into writing and came out with a whole new edition of the 15-minute miracle materials. They've been enhanced and revised and improved to a point where people are telling us that although they've been simplified and amplified, that they're getting better results more quickly by doing
this very fabulous
simple healing process. Yeah, isn't that fun?
Oh, that is just super. I love it. I love when I hear things. I'm all for the simple, easy way of doing things. I think there's a lazy bone in my family tree somewhere.
Well, I think we're from the same seed.
We're from the same branch of the same family, huh?
I think so. You know, it says the 15-minute miracle is where miracles happen, dreams come true, prayers are answered, and good luck finds you, Phyllis. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that is what everybody is looking for. Let them know a little bit about your background. I know you've spoken before, but memories do need a little jogging. So I'm going to let you talk and sing about spirit's assistance to you in life.
Well, you know, just to give you a little background on how the 15-minute miracle came about, in 1991, Phyllis, my husband and my best friend was diagnosed with a virulent cancer. And doctors, doing the best they could, I'm sure, felt that he had only about 3 months to live unless my husband was willing to have the right side of his face and his nose removed. And he's a fussy fellow in terms of quality of life, and he opted not to do that. And so, have you ever heard that expression, something like a necessity is the mother of what?
Invention.
Invention, something like that? Necessity.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes, and so we found ourselves in that situation where definitely necessity was at the top of our list here to find ways by which to help him regain his wellness. And so we began to call on resources we didn't even know we had. And it's times like that that you put your priorities in order really quick. You know what I mean?
Yes, you do.
And so we began to travel all over the country, even out of the country. We spent a few weeks, a few months, in fact, in Mexico. And I believe that my husband probably experimented with every healing modality known to man, both Western medical and alternative. So
did you go to the Hoxie Clinic down in Tijuana? Is that where you went in Mexico?
It wasn't the Hoxie Clinic, although I'm sure that's a good one, too. This was American Metabolic.
Okay.
And in Mexico, unlike the United States, doctors are allowed to use any healing modalities that they feel has any possibility to be of benefit to the patient. And so they use quite a few things that most people in our country aren't familiar with, but yet might have great healing value. And, and so he underwent a lot of modalities there and then came back to the States and did some here. And, well, we found a way, in other words, to keep him from, quote-unquote, not dying for 3 years. But you see, that isn't anything like living, Phyllis.
Right.
Not dying is survival mode and being grateful that you're breathing when you wake up in the morning, but not much more than that. And so, as you can imagine, there was a great deal of stress that went along with that. And our 25-year storybook marriage kind of went down the drain at the same time, which was scarier than the disease because we had always been so close and incompatible, and yet it seemed like we were drifting apart in addition to this illness taking precedence over our lives. So that was quite scary. And then we went to pay bills one day after all the money going out for 3 years and nothing coming in, and found that we were kind of teetering on the brink of bankruptcy.
Uh-huh.
And so there were a lot of things in our lives that we were faced with all at once, you know, like,
uh-huh.
oh, health and
yep.
Prosperity and
uh-huh.
relationships and those major things that most of us have issues with from time to time. And we were experiencing them all at once.
Right.
And I got to a point, Phyllis, where have you ever been in a place in your life where you just kind of wanted to throw in the towel? Have you ever been there? Or is
yes,
it just me?
Indeed. I call it the dark night of the soul.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. And I can remember just shouting right out loud to life, to God, whoever was willing to listen. I said, hey, you either show me a way to experience some degree of joy in my life or just come take me now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sobbing, you know, and it was, mm-hmm. in other words, it was, you show me a way or you haul me away, and frankly,
right.
I don't care which.
Yes.
I was
yes.
kind of hoping for the hauling, to be honest with you.
I've been where that part is, and yes, you kind of hope for the hauling, too.
You kind of hope for that, because it's like, oh,
I'm tired,
relief,
I've had
it, you know.
Enough.
Yeah, you know, exactly, and so... But, you know, we have kind of a long driveway. It's about 600 feet, and I was kind of looking up the driveway, waiting
mm-hmm.
to see if any big limo would come down to haul me off. But, no.
You're going to go in style. Am I hearing you
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. I want to go in style. You bet. And so nothing came down the driveway to haul me off. But you know what did come that day, Phyllis?
What's there?
Inspiration. Inspiration to write something down on a piece
mm-hmm.
of paper. And, Phyllis, then it happened. All
mm-hmm.
of a sudden. I began to experience miracle-like situations, one right after the other. 12 hours after
right.
I had scribbled something down on a piece of paper, that marriage on the rocks I told you about
right.
became a marriage made in heaven and
oh,
better
wonderful.
Every day since. In 12 hours.
Wow.
And then 2 days later, we began to generate more money in our business than we had seen in over 20 years.
Fabulous.
But the best gift of all was about 3 months later. When my husband went back to the same doctors that told him he had 3 months to live, and they
yep.
couldn't find a trace of cancer anywhere in his body.
Wow.
Does that not give you thrill bumps?
Oh, that does it. That does it. Oh, that's
Isn't
fabulous.
That awesome? And, I mean, what do you call things of that nature? I mean, that you can't explain. What do you call
It's called a miracle, darling.
Yeah,
it's
indeed.
Called.
Well, of course, doctors call that spontaneous remission, but we know that
yeah.
it was miraculous what we experienced because
yeah.
we couldn't explain it in logical terms.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I began to wonder if there was any correlation between what I had been writing every day for those periods of months
mm-hmm.
and what we were experiencing. And I began to, when I paid very close attention, I began to notice that when I wrote this down, that happened. And when I wrote this down again, that happened again. So that there was like some correlation between
uh-huh.
what I was thinking, what I was writing, what I was
uh-huh.
focusing on, and what was happening.
Uh-huh.
There was a direct correlation there. I thought I found Aladdin's lamp. I was so excited. It was
well,
like, oh
yeah.
my gosh, how long has this been around? This is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, of course, you know, when things of this nature happen, you know, you probably would be curious to know what we were doing.
Uh-huh.
in
uh-huh,
order
uh-huh.
to bring that about. And so we had friends and family and neighbors and people we didn't know calling and faxing and emailing, coming to the door nonstop for months, asking,
wow.
what in the world did you do? So we began to share it with them one at a time till I lost my voice. You know, I couldn't
oh.
talk anymore. And imagine that. And
oh, now there's a scary thought for you.
Yeah, there's a scary thought. And so, but what would happen is that
uh-huh.
shortly after we would share it with somebody, it would be anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of weeks or maybe even a
uh-huh.
month. We'd hear back from these people, and they'd all start the conversation this pretty much the same way. And they said, Jacqueline,
oh.
you are not going to believe what happened to me since
oh,
I began
wow,
doing
lovely.
That writing. Yeah, and they would tell us about how they found the love of their life, or they landed the job of their dreams, or they found the home that they always wanted, or they
uh-huh.
regained their health against all odds, and
oh.
any number of wonderful things, and
mm-hmm.
people becoming multimillionaires overnight. Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I wouldn't say no to that.
No, of course not. But there were many amazing, amazing
yes.
stories. But what they all had in common is that they were all doing the 15-minute miracle process, you see. And so we began to realize that it seem to transcend things like mm-hmm. age and gender and status and walk of life and religious belief mm-hmm. systems. None of that mattered, you see,
uh-huh.
because anyone who began to just experiment with this uh-huh. process began to see results that were quite measurable and quite positive.
Wonderful.
And so it didn't take long before the word began to spread, and we invited people into our living room on Saturdays to tell a bunch of people all at once, and when we outgrew that very quickly, and then the books evolved because there had to be a better way to disseminate the information. And then we began to have what we call play shops. Those are playful workshops where uh-huh. we teach people in a very short period of time how to actually master the elements of this process in ways that allow them to be 15-minute miracle workers for the rest of their lives.
Isn't that fabulous?
So that's basically bringing me up to date with where
oh,
it started,
right.
where it is, and now it's all over the world, strictly by word of mouth. We've never advertised or promoted. We just simply use the process. Somebody asked me one time, he says, Jacqueline, what is your marketing secret?
Process.
And I said, well, we just use a 15-minute miracle. I said, why go out and knock on doors when you can have people knock on yours?
Absolutely.
You know, we just ask that those who are ready to make, to experience positive change in their lives, who are ready to take action, let them find us in the perfect time, and they do.
Oh,
and then
that
they tell everybody
is.
Else. Isn't that fun?
Yes, it is. And you know, I've worked with your formula, and mm-hmm. things have improved very, very well since last we spoke. I'm still seeking and growing because I think there's still things that I would like to learn. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a call-in show. I want you to feel free to call in and talk to Jacqueline or I and to share with her your needs and desires, and she'll give you some contact information for later on. Let's see, you can call in to BBS Radio. It should be on your screen as we speak. It should be up front for you all. And while I'm looking it up here for everyone in case they don't see it on their screen, I want you to feel free to share. And anybody who's been with the 15-Minute Miracle, I want you to call in and share your stories, because we're going to talk about these stories that we have and the good things that happen in life. And part of what we've seen before is the very positive aspects that occur in a person's life when they want to change. BBS Radio is 877-876-5227. Feel free to call in and let us enjoy your stories with others, because it's very important that we share and spread the word. Every time a good thought goes out, we change the world for the better, I believe. And we invite you to participate with questions or stories. So the next thing, my dear, is let's talk about some of the specific stories that you've read. You've been traveling, I heard you say.
Yes,
can you tell us a little bit about the traveling you've been going through?
Well, recently we went down to Scripps Institute near San Diego, California, mm-hmm. for Dr. Ron Rothenberg, who's one of the foremost authorities on the topic of anti-aging and the use of bioidentical hormone replacements. Quite fascinating. And when he turned 50, he's now near 60 now, when he turned 50, he noticed that in spite of his discipline and exercise daily, and he surfed every morning before he went to work.
Oh,
and,
he's one of those.
Oh, yeah, a little beach body boy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, but in spite of all that, he noticed that his waist began to expand and his body fat increased, and it didn't seem to matter what he ate or what he did. And so
uh-huh.
this led to investigating what he could do in order to offset
right.
those effects. And so when he began to study the, he's one, as they say, one of the most foremost authorities in anti-aging in the world, actually. And so as he began to experiment with bioidentical hormone replacement, which is different than just regular hormone replacement therapy,
right.
It's using just natural substances. He went from, I think, 22% body fat down to 7% body fat, just in just helping balance the hormones in his body. And so he wanted his staff to have the benefit of learning the 15-minute miracle technique to apply in their personal lives as well as their professional lives. And we also have another another process that we teach. I don't know if we talked about it before, but it's called the Magical 1 Minute Miracle.
Nope, and we haven't talked about that.
Oh, it's amazing, Phyllis. We have a one-day event. It's called the 1 Minute Miracle Makeover. And in that period of time, we teach you a very simple yet extremely powerful technique that helps you neutralize negative emotion at the cellular level at the speed of thought terminally.
Wow.
And
that's
so
fabulous.
If you've got some emotional cobwebs, if you've got
right.
some old patterns and habits that
right.
tend to just keep recurring regardless of how hard you try to change them,
right.
this is the most wonderful tool to completely neutralize the negative effects of anything like trauma.
Okay.
We work a lot with people with post-traumatic stress syndrome, with
right,
a panic disorder, and they don't have panic attacks anymore. And here, these are people that have had these for a lifetime, and they
exactly.
just don't have them
okay.
anymore. They have a fear of flying on airplanes, or
right.
it's just a no-brainer. I mean, it's so simple. Even an adult can do it, you know.
Right.
But I still picture in my mind watching these highly professional people from this medical community going through this 1 minute miracle process.
Uh-huh.
And every one of them had some profound issues that they were working with. And
their
jaws just took a free fall in amazement because you can feel the effects immediately. I mean, you feel like about 2,000 pounds lighter when...
Well, what is this? Can you share with some of this with us, or is that for a
well,
class?
It's something that it's difficult in this period of time to share too much, but I can give you a little bit of information about it.
Mm-hmm.
What we found is there's been a number of modalities throughout the years that have proven to have great value. And we've experimented with many of them and found that many of them were very good. But we mm-hmm. didn't find any that were as simple or as mm-hmm. sustainable as we would prefer. And so we kind of just went to the drawing board. And as I told you before, I have like a 24/7, 365 conversation going on with my
uh-huh.
invisible friend here that I call life.
Life.
And whatever flows into my awareness is uh-huh. me trusting that that is life speaking to me and
right.
unfolding the wisdom for me to be able to
absolutely.
Share this with other people. And we all have this available to us, of course. I just learned to trust it is all. And so I just asked for a way by which to bring this about. And within about 24 hours, all of the elements were revealed. And I put them into a formula and into a way by which we can share this with people in a way that's very simple. And
uh-huh.
in today's age, you know, we're computerized, and people are familiar with programs in computers. In other
uh-huh.
words, you use a computer, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And so when you have Windows XP
yes.
for your operating system?
Yeah.
And so when you turn on your computer, that automatically comes up, and then you might have Microsoft Word for your word
uh-huh.
processing program,
uh-huh.
right?
You're
and
peeking in my room right now, aren't you?
And every time you want to access that program, you just press a button and boom, there it is, and you're
yes.
ready to access it, right? Well, what
yes.
we do is actually install a program,
oh.
with your permission, of course, into every one of your 70-plus trillion cells of your body so
okay.
that whenever you want to access it, it's as easy as just like pressing a button. You'll have like your own personal password.
Fabulous.
And when you say that password, you access at every one of your 70-plus trillion cells, and you've got their undivided attention, and you give them some new information. And when you do that with intention to create something different that's better,
yes.
that benefits you, they're very much eager to cooperate, you see.
Absolutely.
And so it just sets up a whole new operating system. In
ooh.
Other words, your operating system, your biocomputer, dictates
mm-hmm.
the printout of your life, okay? So your thoughts and your beliefs
mm-hmm.
dictate what you experience. So if
yes,
there's a way
true.
To go in there and change all of these thoughts and beliefs that don't serve you very well and replace them with thoughts and beliefs that serve you better, life is going to be a lot easier for you.
Of course
and a lot
it
more
is.
Fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. What a wonderful concept.
Yeah, and so now we're offering the 1-minute miracle makeover the day before the 2-day 15-minute miracle play shop, so that that way people benefit from the 15-minute miracle much more. And the 15-minute miracle is a different process because it's like I call it a life conditioner. Kind of
right.
Like, do you ever use hair conditioner?
Yes, of course. Natural level.
And why do you use hair conditioner on your hair? Why do you do that?
Because, I have had permanence and a little coloring, and the hair gets dry and needs a little assistance and needs a little additional
boom, boom, boom. It makes your hair shiny and easier to manage, right?
Yep.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if there were a way that you could do something that takes only 1% of your day, that's 15 minutes, that would make your life a lot shinier and a lot easier to manage?
No question about it.
Yeah, and that's what the 15-minute miracle is. It's a daily life conditioning process. And invariably, when we ask people, do you notice a difference on the days you do it compared to the days you don't? They say,
yes.
And the difference is, the days they do it, everything falls into place easily, effortlessly, magically, and miraculously, whereas when you don't do it, it's like just bumping into one wall after the other. And you're not as productive. Life is not as fun. And it seems like sometimes you wish you hadn't gotten out of bed. But there's really no penalty for not doing it, but there's such great rewards when you do.
Right.
You know?
Right. I know that. Yes, as I said, I've worked it and had a lot of fun with working with it, which is why, you know, I've invited you back, because I always promise my audience that I will share with them the good things that happen so that we can learn. I think it's very, very important.
Would you like to share with your audience something that's really, really fun?
Yes, absolutely. Go for it. Yes.
And you will gain great benefit at the same time. In the new 2007 version of the Miracle Manifestation Manual, there is something that you do at the end of every 21 days, and it's called the Good News Letter.
Okay.
And we have found that by you creating this good news letter, and we're going to help you do this very easily, that in a very short period of time, in a matter of minutes, you can discern what is really, really important to you at the core of your being, makes your heart sing. And what you're doing is that you're creating this beautiful word picture that you're then able to hold up to the heavens and just say, life, match this.
Yes.
You see, life is like one big shopping spree, but we have to place our order. You see, it's like, have you ever placed an order with a catalog company before?
Yes, I have, of course.
And so, or even online. You need to be able to identify what it is that you want.
Certainly.
And then they agree to send it out. But have you ever noticed, Phyllis, that when you don't place the order never comes, does it?
Well, yeah, that's sort of like playing the lottery, right? If you don't play the lottery,
and
you don't win.
you need to communicate with life and tell life what it is that makes your heart sing, what it is you are ready and willing to experience.
Right. Okay.
And so I'm going to start the sentences for you, and I'm just going to invite you to just be spontaneous and just fill in the blanks, okay? But let me just read the preamble here just a little bit. It says, because life brings you whatever you choose to give your attention to, whether real or imagined, you can harness the power of your imagination and attract wonderful things into your life. Close your eyes and picture yourself living your ideal life as though it were already so. By doing this, you accelerate the rate at which miracles happen, dreams come true, prayers are answered, and good luck finds you. Pretend your life is beyond sensational, and write a letter to your best friend telling him or her all about it by filling in the blanks below. Be courageous, go wild, and think big in all capital letters. As soon as you finish, be sure to make a copy of this letter and mail it to yourself. This amplifies, intensifies, and greatly increases the benefit of doing this activity. Now, this is so much fun. Now, there are about 10 different sentences here that I'm going to have you just finish, just spontaneously, whatever comes to mind. And you're going to be so good at this, Phyllis. Today's date is what?
The 8th of March.
March 8th, 2007. Okay. And who would you be writing a letter to if you wanted to share really, really good news? Who would you be writing the letter to?
My dear friends, my very dear friends, all of them.
Okay.
From high school on up to the present.
Okay, so we're just going to say dear friends, and you know who they are.
Yes.
Okay, now, when I ask you to finish these sentences, I want you to remember to think big, go wild, be outrageous. This is like no holds barred. This is like the ideal life scenario, having nothing to do what you think is possible.
Okay.
Only what you are ready to experience.
Okay,
here goes. The most amazing things have happened since we last spoke. I can hardly wait to share all the good news. For openers, I feel wonderful. My health is what?
Better than it's ever been.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I now have such a surplus of energy that I can easily...
I can do all the activities I want to do. I can go shopping. I can go horseback riding. I can go swimming. I can go rafting. I can go on picnics. I can go on trips. I have so much fun and so much energy. I just feel absolutely wonderful.
Wonderful. My work is lucrative, fulfilling, and fun. In fact, it feels more like play. Here's the good news about that. Tell me about your work.
I get to meet people, talk to them, share life stories. We get to have a win-win situation. There's give and take. There's time to get to know each other. And everybody comes away with what they want. It's a win-win mm-hmm. situation, and it brings abundance into everyone's lives.
Wonderful, Phyllis. Good job. Now, I have more than enough financial resources to what?
To fulfill all my desires and wishes, to do all the traveling I want to do, to attend all the conferences and learning sessions that I want to in various modalities, to play and have fun and just pick up and at the drop of a hat and go visit a friend or take a cruise or travel to Europe or Asia or Africa. I can do whatever I want whenever I want. Only
the
my
life of the rich and happy, huh?
Yes, and still have fun to share and take people with me. Have fun
yes.
to go with
yes.
me.
Yes,
I would love that.
And I finally have enough time and freedom to.
Oh, just to joy and have love and laughter in my life and to do things, to do some more volunteer work. I would love to teach and implement the teaching paradigm I've learned that uses the five senses. I would love to just get out and share with people how I have come this far and how they can do it too. And they can go even further than I can because this works.
The things that you do, they can do these and even greater things, right?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And my relationships have never been better. Here's the latest news about that.
I am having a lot of fun. My friends are all improving. There's no one with ill health. I can share whatever I want with my friends, and I know that they honor what I am going through as I honor what they are going through. Life is good. Life is joyous.
That's
heaven is on earth.
That's the whole point of coming here. these are some of the things that I do regularly in order to nurture my body, mind, and spirit.
What do I do? Well, I thank my body each and every day for the wonderful instrument that it is, for all the good that it does for me, that it always is there for me. And I don't have to be concerned about it or worry about it because it takes care of itself and it allows me to do all the things I want to do. It is beautiful. It is healthful. I feed it. I take it for walks. We do yoga. We do breath exercises. We do meditation. Every day is a glorious new day with unlimited possibilities, which I reach out to embrace.
That's wonderful. This year, I get to go places and do things I have always wanted to do. Here's what I have in mind.
I have in mind, oh my goodness, sky's the limit, right here?
That's it. Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Oh, I am going to so play and have fun and to share with my friends the joy of being alive and the bounty that I have to share with them, whether it's knowledge or meals or a day at the beach or a weekend in the mountains, whatever it is, I'm going to be able to share with others and to help them share their own lives and have a joyous happiness. I don't even have words to put into it what I would love to do this year. I would love to travel. I'd love to see different countries and to be able to attend more conferences and to meet new people. That's really important, and to just spread my wings and fly. How's that?
That's wonderful. I really feel good about myself because
I am being and becoming who I want to be and who I know I am.
Beautiful.
I am becoming the best human being that I know how to be, and I am loving every minute of it.
Beautiful. And since life has been so good to me, these are some of the ways I plan to share my good fortune with others.
Share my knowledge. Share the experiences I've had. Encourage others to spread their wings to love, so that I know how to help others to love, to be as loving as I can be, and to have nothing but positive thoughts roaming around in my little head. I want to be a positive thinker, and I want to see the good in others, and I want to help others achieve the goodness that exists within them.
Beautiful. I am so grateful for all of my blessings, friends, and I wish the best for you as well. May love, money, and miracles prevail in your life now, always, and forever. Many blessings to you and yours. Signed, the magnificent who?
Phyllis.
The magnificent Phyllis. Beautiful. Good job, Phyllis. How do you feel right now as a result of having
me? Of course I feel like I've got wings and can fly.
Isn't that awesome? But what you've really done here is you've painted a beautiful word picture in very, very clear terms, coupled with a sincere feeling and enthusiasm that gives it even more power.
Right, I see that.
So you better fasten your seatbelt, because these things are about, you know, these wishes are about ready to become realities now for you.
Oh, well, darling, I'll go right sit in my car and buckle myself in.
Yeah, just buckle up right now.
I've got a full tank of gas. I'm ready to go.
But you see, and the best news is this, it just gets better from here. You see, our only job, Phyllis, is to find ways to elevate our sense of well-being. And it doesn't matter how we do it, whether we do the 15-minute miracle or the good newsletter, we watch a good movie on television, or we talk to our best friend. It doesn't matter how we do it. The point is that as we elevate our sense of well-being, we change our vibrational frequency. And as
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. And also,
whatever you're vibrating is what you're attracting.
Yeah. And the
so
other thing is
can,
that I was reflecting earlier today that goes in with this, is when we think loving and happy thoughts, when we think good thoughts, we boost our immune system.
Indeed, at the speed
and
of thought.
And we also release the endorphins in our head.
Yes, we do.
And all the negative thoughts, all they do is increase or decrease our well-being and health and lower our immune system. So by being positive and thinking beautiful and positive thoughts, we are creating a more healthful venue for our bodies to work in. And this is, I think, sometimes that gets to me, is that people don't seem to understand this, or if you explain it to them, it's like, zoom, it goes right over their heads, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much more wonderful to be joyous and happy and to smile and laugh and to share and be generous, because, you know, there's enough for everybody. There's not a lack on earth. There's an abundance. And I've always thought about do you remember Auntie Mame with Rosalind Russell?
I love that.
Don't you love that scene near the end that the world is a smorgasbord, and most poor are too dumb to eat it, you know?
That's right. It's almost like having $1 billion in the bank and never writing a check against it because you don't believe it's even there.
Exactly. Or going shoeless because you don't believe you can afford a new pair of shoes.
That's right.
You know, and it's like living in want when there is plenty. It's being seated at a table with bounty and being afraid to eat because if you eat, there'll be less food. It doesn't make sense.
I know, but it's all programmed into, you know, genetically programmed into every one of our 70-plus trillion cells. That's that programming I was telling you about.
Yeah,
and,
centuries of it. Millennia.
Well, yeah. You know, at first I used to think, well, I guess everything we've been subjected to since conception. But no, it's much greater than that. It's from the beginning of time, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Every trauma that your ancestors have experienced.
And they passed it along to their little pea-picking hearts.
Yeah. And you know, we didn't ask for that, but anyway.
They didn't. You know, they didn't. And I still remember my mother, who was a role model for me and just a wonderful human being, just being so afraid to do certain things, you know, because, well, you just didn't know what would happen if you did. And it's interesting because she was a brave woman. I mean, she was truly a brave woman, and as I said, she was my role model and a fantastic human being. But I remember her being afraid of stuff.
Sure.
You know, and we all are raised that way. You can't do that. You know, why can't I do that? Well, because you can't. I say, but I can if I try. And so, you know, and that's, I guess, where rebellion comes in. Youthful rebellion on some levels, but by golly, I see when people start laughing and joyous. I know I take jokes into the office and give them to people at the start of the day because I think we should all start with laughter. And I'll just pull something off the internet and drag it in, you know?
Yes, when we're laughing, we're learning, you know?
We're also getting younger because, you know, it jiggles all of your chemicals and it keeps you younger, believe it or not.
I think
and
Victor Borges says
friend down in California ought to start laughing more, huh? As a research guy.
I think Victor Borges said something about the shortest distance between laughter is the shortest distance between two people. And
I think
true.
Yeah, I think that is too. He was such a wonderful human being, wasn't he?
Oh, he was delightful, just delightful. He knew how to have fun. But, you know, like you say, if we can find things to be grateful for, to appreciate it, love, admire, praise, to laugh, these are all things that add to our sense of well-being that, like you say, jumpstart the immune system. And as that happens, we can be of much greater value, not only to ourselves, but to all life everywhere. And that's the first thing people want to do when their cup is full, is they want to share with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But very few people are willing to allow life to fill their cup because there's that programming again that says maybe you're not worthy, maybe you're not good enough, you don't deserve it, you're not smart enough, enough already, you know.
Exactly.
You're more than enough. If you're willing to accept the gift of God's grace, which we all have as part of our divine inheritance,
right?
We don't have to justify anything. It's there just because
we're
there, and it's just there for the accepting. But that's another thing that we work on in our play shops is helping people claim their worthiness because there's a whole lot of unworthiness going around.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's eons of it too, and some of it is holdovers from other lifetimes. And, you know, and I say it's like a tinker with a sack on his back. Isn't it time to just, you know, dump the sack and get on with life? Leave it behind so you can be free to walk forward. It's amazing. There are so many fearful people. And some people are just afraid to be happy. And that's the other thing that amazes me. You know, they think you have to go through life with a real serious face. And then you get to be happy when you go to heaven. I remember my dear aunt who passed away about 2 years ago. you know, she was close to 100 when she died. She was 99, and she was angry because she thought she'd go first because she was the oldest, right?
Yes.
Well, she didn't. She hung around, and she told me she was really angry with God, and she didn't know why she was kept on earth. She was ready to go, and she was really angry, and she didn't know why he wasn't taking her. And I said, Aunt Ida, you know, if you were God, would you want a grumpy old angry fart coming to heaven, or would you wait until she
died? Oh, that's funny.
Who was happy and cheerful.
Oh,
just,
that is,
you know,
so
with a Kodak
funny
moment, I think. The look on her face was, I wish I had, as I said, it was a Kodak moment. And she kind of said, I want somebody happy. I said, well, be happy and God will take you, you know.
I bet that changed her attitude, huh?
she did have fun. She after that she had fun. I really loved her dearly. I told her one time, I said, you know, you're my favorite aunt. She looked at me, she said, I'm your only aunt. And I said, well, aren't you lucky? You're my favorite aunt, only aunt.
She won the jackpot there.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
You don't have to be logical around me. I have fun just laughing at myself, you know.
I think you found a good way by which to enjoy the unfolding of every moment as it comes, you know. You know, I made the best decision about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And I decided to find ways to become the happiest person I knew. And in the doing of that, it seemed like everything fell into place magically and miraculously and easily and effortlessly. Because when I decided to become the happiest person I knew, guess what I had to give up?
You have to give up
negative
judgment.
Judgment.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I had to have a judgectomy.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a judgectomy?
Yeah, okay. Remove your judgment. You're like removing your appendix. You got that right,
yes. And but you know, I asked life, you know, I said, boy, I don't get how this is going to work. I mean, are you just not supposed to discern anything? It says, oh, no. You know, retain the discernment, but leave the negative judgment. And think of people in one of two categories. You know, people are either, they're not good or bad or right or wrong. They're either happy or they're unhappy.
Right.
And I said, well, what do you mean? It says, well, do happy people lie, cheat, steal, commit crimes, abuse children, fly planes into towers or anything like that?
No.
Typically not. And so, and do you get angry and resentful toward those who are unhappy?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, I don't. So when you think of people that are acting out, who are inconsiderate or downright mean sometimes,
right?
But generally, what goes along with that, what they all have in common, is they're very unhappy people.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that.
And so if you can ask yourself the question, what can I do or say right now that would help this person feel a little bit better about him or herself?
Beautiful question.
That is what is going to turn the tide and allow that person.
Beautiful question.
Oh, it's
very
much. You know, one time,
take it personally when people are unhappy and yell at us or say unkind things. And you know what I have found out? If you step back from it and you approach them later, you found something wrong in their life, okay?
Yes.
They might be coming down with something. They may be having trouble with their spouse or, a court case or something. But their unhappiness is a reflection of how they feel at that time, and they're not aware, usually, of how their attitude or their way of reacting when you're acting with you is causing them to appear to other people. Does that make sense?
Exactly. They're not aware. And that is the one thing, you know, if we make it our intention to be aware of what we are feeling, it helps us to better discern where we are and where we're going, what we would prefer to experience.
Yes,
but,
and one of the things I have to admit with you is that people are very harsh judges of themselves, and they inflict self-punishment.
Mm-hmm.
When they fail to achieve something in life, it's because they are sabotaging themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They are what I call snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory.
That's
very
a great
often
way to put
I've
it.
Seen that. with people. And it's sad because they keep making decisions that put them behind the eight ball, that
Indeed.
Create a greater stress in their life. A lot of it
aren't
is unconscious.
We are silly beings sometimes, aren't we? Hey, Phyllis, would you like to give your listening audience a little taste of the 15-minute miracle?
I would love to. Absolutely. We have time, ma'am.
Yeah, we have time. We'll do the first three steps just to give them a little overview of what it is. It's really simple. And the very first thing we do is claim that today is a clean slate for us to enjoy. In other words, we will keep that which serves us well and release anything that isn't, because
All
today
right.
is a brand new day. And so today, March 8, 2007, is a clean slate for you to enjoy, Phyllis. And then we want to remind people to claim their power. In other words, as long as they have to as long as they can choose their thoughts, they can choose what they attract and create in their lives. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
And that was the universal gift we all received, was the universal gift of choice.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose what we think about. We can choose what we talk about, what we listen to, what we watch, the people that we associate with. All of those things pretty much determine what we experience in our lives. And then the next thing we do is we create an intention for the day. So starting today, my ongoing intention is to find ways to, and what would you like to find ways to do that you don't know right now?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I have such a myriad. I have a whole smorgasbord to choose from.
I know. Well, that's the thing in the manual that you'll like. There's 777 examples you can copy if you like.
Good.
So
what would I like that I'd like to choose? Okay. I would
like to
have
find ways
having an abundance and having it fun, easy, and interesting.
Yes. So you're wanting to find ways to attract abundant prosperity into your life in ways that are fun and easy and interesting. Is that right?
And all kinds of abundance, not just money.
Yes,
but
all
friends,
kinds of abundance.
Oh, just, you know, whatever life is willing to have me enjoy, I'm up for it.
And, you know, the term to find ways is really something that I want to bring to your attention. We talked about this earlier today. And you don't need to know the ways, Phyllis.
Right.
If you just make the commitment to find the ways, life will orchestrate all those details. You know that God is just an acronym for governor of details, don't you?
Yes.
So just let go and let God take care of those pesky details, okay?
Yes.
So now you have created your intention to find ways to attract abundance in all areas of your life in ways that are fun and easy, right?
Yes.
All right. And now the first step in the 15-minute miracle is to appreciate what you already have before you ask for anything else. It says, as you acknowledge your blessings, life brings even more for you to appreciate. So I might start the sentence and you finish it. I truly appreciate what?
I truly appreciate the life that I have, the neighbors that I have, the friends that I have, the roof over my head. I am truly grateful and appreciative for everything in my life. And, for the eyes that can see, the ears that can hear, the tongue that can speak.
And what I want you to do now is just pick one of those things, and then I'm going to ask you to finish the sentence with because. It says, I truly appreciate all of my physical senses because what?
I can enjoy life more fully and that which has been created.
Yes. Now, you see when you add the word because, how it deepens your sense of appreciation?
Yes.
Before, we were talking about all the things you appreciate, and that's very good, and that's very uplifting. But when you add the word because, and then you think about it, it's much deeper. So let's try that again with, I am so grateful, and give me just one thing. I am so grateful for what?
For life itself.
Because
I have learned how to enjoy living on this earth plane.
Wonderful. And we'll do one more version of it. I feel so fortunate because
because of all the knowledge and all the experience I have had have permitted me to become a better human being and a more loving person.
Now, let's take a little energy check right now. Is your sense of well-being high or low right now? It's high.
High.
And so our object here as we do this process is to elevate your sense of well-being. Okay, step two. I want you to finish this sentence. I love it when I feel just one way, just one thing. I love it when I feel...
Well, I call it being high, but in good spirits.
Okay, and when I feel this way, then what?
Oh, life flows smoothly and easily.
Which makes it easier for me to what?
Greet the day and greet everybody else in my life. And share.
Wonderful.
I just feel share and joy and happiness. When the day starts out like that, that's one reason why I thank my body for what it does, because it gets me through the day. Thank goodness.
Yes, it does, and does such a... Even when it takes a licking, it keeps on ticking, huh?
That's the one.
All right. Now, let's take a little energy check. Is your energy high or low?
High.
High. Okay, good job. So we're going to do the third step here. Now, it says play wildly in your imagination and picture yourself living the life of your dreams as though it were already so. So I'm going to ask you to just finish these sentences. I now have enough financial resources to...
Well, the first words were to quit work and play and have fun.
Good. I now have enough time to...
Do all the traveling and going to different places that I've always wanted to go.
I am now able to...
Come and go as I please and do good.
My life is
wonderful, joyous.
I am
happy.
Good. Now, describe how you feel using one-word adjectives as a result of doing those three steps right now. How do you feel?
Joyous.
Joyous. Anything else?
Well, filled with love.
You're fading out a little bit here, Phyllis. I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I feel joyous, full of love, expectant. Does that make sense? In a state of expectation.
Wonderful.
And buoyant. Isn't it? It's a funny word, but I feel buoyant. Buoyant.
Isn't that fun? Now, that only took a few minutes to do. And it caused your sense of well-being to elevate at the speed of thought.
Yes, it did.
And as you did that, you set up your life to match your desires. You just painted another beautiful word picture here.
Isn't
you're holding it up to life and saying, match this. I am now ready to experience this as my reality.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so that's, and then if that were all you were going to do for the 15-minute miracle, you would then want to sign and date it. It says, accept life's gifts. With enormous gratitude, I now agree to accept these and even greater gifts in just the perfect time in delightful ways that bless and benefit all life everywhere. Signed, the magnificent who?
Phyllis.
The magnificent Phyllis.
And Jacqueline.
And then you put the date.
Yes.
And then you declare with conviction, I am an irresistible magnet for love, money, miracles, and more. It's just the story of my life. And then listen as life exclaims, you're right, Phyllis. Let me show you more evidence of how right you are. Pretty easy,
ladies,
huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that fantastic?
And you are fantastic. What a magnificent being you are. You're so spontaneous and so articulate. You are such a great example and a wonderful role model for me, Phyllis.
Oh, thank you. How kind of you to say so.
Oh, I mean it. You are. You're just a delight. And I feel your pure positive energy just touches me to the depths of my soul as I speak with you. And you have such pure intentions. And those who are listening to you, Phyllis, are very, very blessed because you have so much love to give. And I'm sure that they feel it to the depths of their being.
Oh, thank you. How very, very kind. You know, that's all I've wanted to achieve in this life, is to share and help and love others and to help them get ahead so that we can all be joyous, because I think we all get to heaven leaning on that arm of another person. And,
yes,
and I have every intention of being there. In fact, I'm there half the time now. It's wonderful, but I know that there is so much good in each and every human being, and I see God in everyone. Now, I'll share with you something that I do say with people that uplifts me when I am down, too. And it's a very simple sentence, and it's that God in me greets God in thee. And I find that I use that when people are being particularly grumpy or something, and
yes.
You'd be amazed at how fast their faces change and how fast I change, too, because
isn't
their grumpiness
wonderful.
Doesn't seem to reach me anymore. But using that, it's just, it's amazing how their faces will change and they kind of look bewildered, and you haven't said it out loud, but they've heard you.
But they feel it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Would you like to hear 9 magic words that can
I
make
would love 9 magic words. I hope everybody has a
beloved
pen
being
and paper.
On the planet.
Love
yeah,
the planet.
The 9 magic words are, do you know what I like about you? And then you put the person's name. Okay?
Wow.
So I'm going to do this with you. Phyllis,
okay.
Do you know what I like about you?
What?
You are one of the most... one of my favorite role models, because you always have a smile on your face and always something kind to say. Every time I talk with you, you give me a new idea to be able to share with other people, and I so appreciate your generosity and your kindness. Thank you, for just being who you are. So those are 9 magic words that help people demonstrate more of their beautiful nature. That is just waiting to be demonstrated. And as you show them their magnificence, they want to show it right back to you.
Okay. Do we have a caller, or are we getting beeped?
Hello?
Yes, may I help you? Welcome to the Higher Dimension.
We're well.
We got a clutter off now?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Okay, will do.
Hello. Thank you so very much for being my guest this evening. We'd love to have you again. I am so glad. Again, please give your address or phone number where they can reach you.
It's 888 in the flow. That's 888-468-4335. Or go to www.15minutemiracle.com.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for sharing your beauty and your joy. And we will have you again. I will be in touch with you. God bless you and keep you safe, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to The Higher Dimension. I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess. Look forward to next week. We're going to have Mr. Wynn on, and he's a great person, I understand, to have fun and talk with. Thank you again, Jackie. God bless you. Have a great life, and I'll be talking to you soon. Good night,
thanks,
everyone. Good night.
Good night.